Lebanon is in for a period of instability and heightened tensions as its national unity government has collapsed after 11 ministers from Hezbollah and its allies resigned. This comes as Prime Minister Saad Hariri was meeting U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House and just after the Saudi-Syrian initiative to find a political compromise failed. The opposition ministers had previously called for a settlement to the dispute over a future indictment by the UN tribunal investigating Rafiq Hariri's assassination, in which some members of Hezbollah are likely to be implicated.
In light of the obstruction of cabinet caused by other camps' inability to overcome U.S. pressure, the ministers gathered here to announce their resignation from the government and urge the president to begin necessary procedure to form a new government.
The ministers called on President Michel Sulaiman to form a new government after their demands for cabinet intervention in the Hariri investigation were not met. Hezbollah, which considers the tribunal as a U.S.-Israeli plot, consistently asked Premier Hariri to reject it. But the March 14th has said it will not accept any solution that comes at the expense of the U.S.-backed tribunal. And as a last-ditch effort, the opposition urged Mr. Hariri to hold a cabinet meeting until Wednesday to address the tribunal issue.
There can be no settlement or compromise at the expense of justice and the special tribunal for Lebanon.
For the government to topple, one-third of the 30 strong cabinet members have to resign. The Druze leader, Walid Jumblatt, whose ministers have not resigned, said in a press conference, quote, "There are dark forces who have torpedoed the Saudi-Syrian efforts aimed at ending the crisis over the special tribunal for Lebanon." Those same dark forces, as Jumblatt called them, could work on speeding up the release of the upcoming indictment from the U.S.-backed tribunal. Now, the opposition in Lebanon has blamed the U.S. for crippling Arab efforts for a solution and for trying to damage Hezbollah through a campaign they have strongly backed and financed. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.